listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Around 1,000 people have gathered in Esperance to protest against the proposed marine park. People marched from the Shire building to the foreshore around 11 o'clock yesterday morning, with some taking part dubbing the park as politically motivated. It follows heated online debate over the site, with political leaders now urged to call out the behaviour following claims of racism. Group leaders reminding locals to have their say via online submissions. New infrastructure is coming to three schools across the Wheatbelt and Goldfields Esperance region. Esperance Senior High School, Avonvale Education Support Centre and Menzies Community School, among 10 other schools across WA, taking home a share in $25 million. Federal Education Minister Jason Clare says it's going to schools who need it the most.
Whether it's upgrading classrooms or upgrading sporting facilities or outdoor learning facilities, we're investing money in the sorts of things that are going to help children to learn and investing it in the schools that need it most.
The dry season is continuing to take its toll on producers. A report from the Grain Industry Association of WA showing dry soils have the season off to a slow start. Report author Michael Lamond says canola has been impacted the most.
Normally you'd put in your canola first, then go to cereals, but a lot of growers this year aren't committing a very high percentage of canola, you know, maybe 30, 40, 50% of their intended program. And the reason for that is, of course, if we don't get rain for a month, the risk of achieving a profitable yield from canola becomes less.
In sport, a disappointing weekend of basketball results for the Goldfields Giants. The men's side copping two losses over the Anzac round, losing out by 2 points against Geraldton Buccaneers and suffering a 5-point loss at the hands of Perth Redbacks. It wasn't much better for the women's side, going down to Redbacks 102-63. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.